There are now a number of sight loss councils set up with the support of the charity Thomas Pocklington Trust, which aim to give better representation to blind and partially sighted people in their local area, to influence decision-making and to make sure that the views and needs of vision-impaired people are always taken into consideration when services such as transport or leisure amenities are planned or run. Birmingham was the first place in the UK to have a sight loss council, set up in 2016. Then, following up earlier this year, councils have been formed in the Black Country, Bristol, Merseyside and Tyne and Wear, and more are planned. As mentioned, the sight loss council in Birmingham is the best established of these, and it's already started working with city transport providers, the city council and others to improve the situation for all vision impaired people living in and around that part of the Midlands. Andrew Billingham, who was instrumental in setting up these councils, told us a little more about why it was felt this sort of representation was so badly needed.
The sight loss councils were set up because we knew from our own experience being visually impaired, that blind and partially sighted people just didn't seem to have a voice on decisions that matter to them. And that's things like, you know, hospital appointments, transport, health and education. When decisions were being made, we were never having an input, and I felt that it was needed and there was gaps in this market where we needed to fill. So that's how the Sight Loss Council sort of came up, and it's took off, really, to be honest.
How do you find that they work most efficiently? You talk about, obviously, improving services for blind and partially sighted people in a particular area.
Yeah.
So does the council meet on a regular basis? Do people phone up, perhaps, to bring to your attention there's a problem? And then do you represent that to the hospital, the service provider, whoever it might be?
The group's run by roughly about 12 members, and everybody that sits on this sightless council and everybody that's associated with it is visually impaired. So we all get the issues that people bring to us. But really, the group are more of a strategic thinkers. So if there's an issue around something that happens in a hospital, it could be around how bookings are done, or it could be anything really, you know, signage or anything, how we tackle it. We put a plan together, and then we decide on then is who the appropriate person is we need to go and discuss this issue with. But rather than be a moaning group, we've got more of a strategic plan of how we would like to see things changed.
I like that expression, you're not a moaning group. Does that mean, therefore, that you might... I mean, we've talked about hospitals, because that's an obvious case that is very important to somebody individually, but do you also look at things, if you like, more like the social side, if you see there's a need for something social in the area?
Oh, yes, for sure, yeah. But what we tend to do, if we know there's a gap somewhere, it could be in an activity or something that the guys want to do, we will probably link into the local societies, really, to be honest, we would link into. So we would link up with them to see if they could support doing the activity that we wanted to do.
And if there wasn't a local sight loss charity, is that something that you might consider trying to get started in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, we've done stuff before. Some of the Sight Loss Council members, they felt like they were excluded from the German market in Birmingham. The place does get extremely busy at times, you know. So what we did, we approached Birmingham City Council to ask if we could do like a regular event where we took blind and partially sighted people around the market. Actually, the event went down very well. We took about 25 people around the market. The actual market stall holders were absolutely fantastic with the guys. They were letting them touch the stuff, you know, talking to them, explaining where they're from. Obviously, Birmingham City Council have seen this and thought, it's very good. We're going to plan, hopefully, to try and do it again this year. But yeah, it was a massive success, that was, and I thought it went down well.
And you've mentioned, Andrew, the various new sight loss councils that you're in the process of setting up. Do you want people now in those areas to get in touch with you to say, I'm interested in being part of this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're visually impaired and, you know, things aren't right, and, well, we know things aren't right for people that are visually impaired, get in touch and you can make that difference and you can be that person that actually makes that change to somebody's life, do you know what I mean, and make things easier. They can get in touch with us, and we've got an email address. They can follow us on Facebook, and they can follow us on Twitter as well.
And for those places that we haven't mentioned at all, because clearly this is a huge task, setting up sight loss councils everywhere, but do you want to hear from groups that could perhaps form the nucleus of a new group somewhere, somewhere that needs a bit of this kind of help?
Well, I mean, you know there's an issue in your area, or you know there's gaps in your areas where you think these sight loss councils could make that change, yeah, definitely get in touch with us. You know, that'd be fantastic.
Now, if you live in any of the areas where a sight loss council already exists, once again, Birmingham, the Black Country, Bristol, Merseyside and Tyne and Wear, and you'd like to become involved with or make suggestions to them, then the number to call is 07970 231 795. That's 07970 231 795, or you can email them at info@sightlosscouncils, all run together as one lowercase word, sightlosscouncils.org.uk. And those are exactly the same contact details if you don't live in one of those areas, but you'd like to become involved in setting up a sight loss council where you live.